We begin the current daf Masech. This is the daf Nun Zayin. We begin 8 lines down by the top of the Amud. We begin the 8th Perek, Perek Shnei Nazir. Now this Perek discusses halachas that occur when there's a suffix, when there's doubt regarding the halachas of a Nazir. As our Mishnah begins, Shnei Nazir. Let's say there were two Nazirim, two individuals that had taken upon themselves Naziris. Sha'am Lehen Echad, a different individual said to these two Nazirim, so he says, look, Re'isi Echad Mechem Shenitma. I saw one of you two that became Tamei, but Ve'en Yedei Eizim became. I don't know which one of you were the ones that became Tamei. I know it was one of you two, but I don't know which one it was. Now, the Rush adds, it has to be talking about that the two individuals that he's unsure about, the two Nazirim, they were silent. And the reason being is because if they would refute him and say that it's not true, I'm not the one that became Tamei, then actually that other one person who was saying testimony would not be believed. As the Gemara says elsewhere, that whenever it is that one witness is believed, that everyone agrees that when he's being refuted, when there's hakasha, when the person that is saying testimony regarding denies that, then he wouldn't be believed. So we're saying that they're silent, they don't know either. They're saying, really? But he says he doesn't know which one of the two it is. So what do you do? There is a doubt over here regarding specific halachas that happen when the nazir becomes tamei. He has to have his nazir start over, he has to bring a tagla, he has to cut his hair off and bring karbanas, but we don't know which one of the two it is. And you can't just bring karbanas, because if you're not a nazir tamei, you're not allowed to go ahead and cut your hair 2 times, and moreover, you're not allowed to bring karbanas, which are chulin to the azara. So since there's two different people, the Mishnah says as follows. What they do is megalchen, after 30 days when they finish their naziris, they cut their hair, umevin, and now the two of them bring together 2 karbanas, karban tumah, the karban tara, the karbanas that you bring when you become a nazir tamei, and the karbanas that you bring when you become tar. Vayimra, one of the two nazirim say, as the spokesman for the two of them, he says like this. He says, imanihu tamei. He says, look, if I'm the one that was tamei, so karban tumah shali, so the karbanas that we bring for a nazir tamei are mine. For karban tara shalach, and the other karbanas that of karban tara, where a nazir concludes his naziris, are yours. Now, but the other way, vayimanihu atar, if I'm the one that was tar, then karban tara shali, then the karbanas that a nazir brings when he concludes his naziris are for me, because I'm concluding my naziris now. For karban tumah shalach and the other karbanas, which are birthed for nazir tameh, are yours. That's what they do after the first 30 days, where one guy would be concluding his naziris, and the other one, who was still a nazir tameh and never did his taglach and his karbanas, because we're not sure, so now he's just finishing his naziris of tumah and he has to start over. So now v'soifin shloshim yom. Now they count another 30 days. Umevi and karban tahara, and together, the two of them bring the karbanas of a naziris of tahara, meaning when you conclude your naziris. Vayimra, again, the guy gets up and he says as follows. Imanihu atamei, if I'm the one that was tamei from before, so karban tumah, the karbanas that we brought 30 days ago of karbanas of tumah, they were shali, they were obviously of mine. The karban tahara and the karbanas that were brought of tahara 30 days ago, shalach, were yours. Vizek karban tahara asin, and therefore comes out that I had to start over my naziris if I was the one that was tamei 30 days ago. Now I just counted 30 days, and now these are my karbanas of tahara. But vimanihu atar, if I was the one that was tar, then karban tahara shali, but karban tumah shalach, that means 30 days ago the tahara one was mine and the tumah one was yours. Vizek karban tahara ascha, and this is the karban of your tahara. And by doing this procedure, the two of them together will not be bringing any chulun to the azara. They'll just make condition, whichever one it was, that was the tamei, he's the one that had his karbanas of tumah, and then the 30 days later, it's his karban of tahara. Now the Gemara says as follows. Kutani, we learned, shnei nazirim, sha'am alehem, echad, like we said, if there's two nazirim, that another individual tells them, re'isi echad mechem shenitma ve'eni de'ez mechem, it says, look, I know one of you guys became tamei, I don't know which one it is. So we said that because of the doubt, you have to be chayshish, you have to be concerned for that maybe you are a nazir tamei, and whatever you're counting now is not going to be counted towards the naziris of tahara. So I said you have to do it the way the Mishnah spelled it out to take care of that concern that maybe either one is the nazir of tamei, and then count another 30 days and bring one carbon of the naziris of tahara, and it's going to work for that individual. Now, on the foundation of the whole Mishnah, which is based on this being concerned for what this person is saying about one of these two guys, the Gemara asks, Bamai, why is there this halacha that we have to be concerned that they, after both 30 days, the first 30 days, they can't just bring the naziris of tahara, and you have to say that maybe one of them is tamei, but kol safik tumah b'rishus hayachid, the whole halacha of when there's a doubt of tumah in a private domain, which is the halacha that we go stringently, Savak Tumah Bershus HaYachid, we say Lahachmer, we go stringently. And like in our Mishnah, we're being stringent and we have to take care of that concern. Whereas Savak Tumah Bershus HaRab, in the public domain, we go Lekulo, we say you don't have to be concerned for that doubtful Tumah. Now, the whole halacha of going stringent in Safek Tumah, in the private domain, Mehechi Alfin Law. Where do we learn that halacha from? It's learned out Misaita from the halachas of the suspected adulterous woman, where there's doubt, we don't know. She went in seclusion with this man, and because of that, we say that out of doubt, we consider her Tumah, in other words, in regards to her relationship with her husband, and so on. And there's certain halachas of Tumah that apply to her. Now, but on that, ask the Gemara. So if that's where we learn it out, that we go stringent from, so masayta boil benevela, so if regarding the suspected adulterous woman, where the only ones in that room are the boil, the suspected man that's the adulterer, and the nevelas, the suspected adulterous woman. So af kol savak tumah b'shus hayachid, then the same thing should apply to any time we want to say stringently that a doubt will be considered tumah, as we find the halachas of the private domain, has to be kagun d'ikabei trei, where there's only two people, that will be considered a private domain. There's only two people there. Aval hacha shnei nazirim v'hai d'koy gabei hoin. But here, you have the two nazirim, and you have this third person, that echad, that was with them. So, hotlasa, that's already a crowd already, that's three. Havalei safik tumah b'shus harabim. So that should qualify, not anymore as a private domain, as a secluded type of a doubtful tumah, but rather as one of a rishus rabim, because with the whole halacha of rishus hayachid is learned out from sight to where there's only two people. Here there's three. V'chal savik tumah rishus rabim svekoi tahar, and whenever there's doubt of tumah in the public domain, then the doubt is said to be tahar. So why does our Mishnah say that you have to take care of these concerns and you have to do it in that procedure? Because maybe one of them is a Nazir Tameh, but it's a Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, because there's three people, and you say it's Safek Tar. Yes, there's a doubt, but we don't have to be concerned for that. So why do we have to have this 30 days and another 30 days and bringing the Karbanos of Tumah? They both should be considered that as a Nazir Tar. So that Amar Rabbi Bar Avuna, he says, Ba'ayme Re'isi Tumah Shenizr Kabeinechem. Here specifically what we're talking about is that third person said that I saw from afar Tumah that was thrown amongst you. So he was four amas away. Now there's only two people in the area of where the Safek Tumah was. That's considered a Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid. You're right, if he would have been there, right next to them, then that would be a Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. Our Mishnah's talking about where he's at a distance and he says, I saw it was thrown at in your, by you and I don't know which one of you it touched. So then it's going to be a Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid. The Amar Vashi says, Deganami, actually a precise reading of our Mishnah indicates like this answer of Rabbi Bar Avuna. As we continue on to Ahmed Bey's, because the Kani, as we learned in the Mishnah, what does this third person say? It says, one of you two are Tameh, but I don't know which one of you, which sounds like that he never knew, from the fact that it doesn't say that, oh, I knew, but I forgot which one of you became Tameh. We could infer from there that obviously because he was at a distance, and that's why we're considering it a Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, because where the Tumah was the Safek, there were only two people, which were the two Nazirim. Now the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah. So we said that because of the doubt, because we're considering it Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, so they have to count 30 days, which is their first 30 days that they're counting for their Naziris. Megalchin u'mevin, so they cut the hair and they bring their Karbanos, which they both have to bring together jointly a Nazir Karban of Tumah and a Nazir of Tara. And they say, if I'm the Tumah, if you're the Tumah, that they go through that. And then they count another 30 days, and then they bring a Nazir Yosef Tahara, and because whoever was Tameh last month, 30 days ago, is going to have to bring the Nazir Yosef Tahara now. Now, the Gemara asks, Vamai, that why is this? How can we do this? And the reason being is because Dimalav Tamein Inun, yes, there's a doubt that maybe he is Tameh, but just as much as a doubt, maybe a 50% chance between the two of them, maybe he's not Tameh. Now, the problem is, because of it HaKafo, one of the procedures that are being done, both when you're doing your Naziris of Tumah, which is when you have to bring those Karbanas, and your Naziris of Tahara, you have to go ahead and cut off all the hair of the head. Now, the problem with that is that you're violating the Isser of cutting off the payas, which is by the corner, which is makes it like as if a mushroom haircut, where you take off and you make the what's in front of the ear equal to what's on top of the ear, which cuts off the sideburns. Now, the problem with that is if you're really a Nazir Tami or a Nazir Tahar, so there the Torah overrides that Isser and says that you're allowed to and you have to cut off the hair over there. Problem is, when it comes to the second time, we don't know who was the Nazir Tami or the Nazir Tahar the first time. Now, yes, regarding Karbanis, we get out of it. We don't end up bringing Chulin to the Azara because they do it in this way, like saying, oh, if I'm the one, if you're the one, and then the second time, just a Nazir Tahar, and either way, one of the two is the Nazir Tahar. But the problem is, part of that is, since we don't know who it is, they both have to be cutting off the hair both times. So the first time, good. Either way, they could both cut off the hair. Because either you're Nazir Tamei or you're Nazir Tahar. But the second time, the only one that's allowed to cut off his hair is the one that was Tamei the first time, and now he's doing Nazir of Tahara. The one who was Tahar the first time, how's he going to cut off his hair? He's violating the Isser of HaKafas Pas Reishchem, of cutting off the payas. He has no rights to do it. If he was a Nazir Tahar last time, he's not a Nazir Tahar now. He's already done 30 days ago. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, you're right. Amish is talking about Be'isha. He's talking about a Nazira, a woman, that she doesn't have the Isser of cutting off payas, which, as Gemara will explain later, whoever is not in the parallel Isser of, as we learned it actually in the same Pasuk in Meyukra, Perek Yutaz, Pasuk of Zion, of Hashchasas Pazokan, where there's not only payas on the head, there's also payas, meaning corners, by the beard, that one cannot use a razor to go ahead and cut off, where a woman doesn't have a beard, so therefore she doesn't have the violation of cutting of payas either. So there, since there's no problem of karbanis, as we explained, the mission is no problem of cutting of payas, or of a cotton, or it's talking about a minor, whereas the Rush explains, it's a mufla samach le'ish, meaning he's already 12, so he's already in the category of being able to make nedarim, which is a unique exception for someone that's a mufla, which is a year before he turns 13, so he could become a nazir, but he doesn't have any of the other mitzvah violations on the biblical status, although there's a mitzvah of chinuch. And therefore, we're allowed to go ahead and cut off, he's allowed to go ahead and cut off his payas because he doesn't have any yisurim yet until he becomes 13. So either it's talking about a woman or it's talking about a minor, and therefore we don't run into this problem about the isra of cutting off the payas. Now, the Gemara asks on this resolution of Shmuel, why do you have to say it's talking about a woman or a minor? The lukman begadol. Let him say it's talking about a regular adult male. And you want to know why it's not a problem about cutting off the payas? Because the Easter of cutting off the payas is when you only cut off the corners of the head. You go ahead and you make what's over here and it goes all the way around where it's making it flat. But if you cut off the whole head and entirely bald, then there's no Easter of hakafa. Hakafa is when you only take off the payas. So on that the Gemara says, and the fact that Shmuel didn't say that, we can infer that Shmuel's in is his opinion is hakavas kalorei shma hakava, that even if you cut off the whole entire hair of the head, it's still considered inclusive of that cutting off the payas and violation of that iser, and therefore you couldn't say that it's talking about an adult, and therefore actually according to the adult it would be a problem, and hence a mishnah that condones cutting off the hair two times must be talking about either a woman or a minor. However, Mazutra masni lo laho shmaita de Shmuel ha-seifa. Mazutra taught this resolution, this teaching of Shmuel, which we have in our Gemara in the first version on our Mishnah, he learns it on the Sefer, which is the Mishnah later on, the Nun Tesma base. We there, as we explained this Allah in the previous stuff, and we'll learn that on the Mishnah, the Nun Tesma base, says, Nazir Shayyid Tami Besafik. There was a Nazir that ran into a few complications. A, it's doubtful if he became Tami. Doesn't know if he became Tami. Moreover, Umuchl Besafik. He's not sure if he became a confirmed Seira. So the halacha is, we have to take into consideration all these factors, that maybe he's a metzaira. So, he could only start consuming kachim after 60 days, and that's because a metzaira cannot. And the first two haircuts, we have to actually consider, we have to say, maybe it's Nazir of Tahara, maybe it's Nazir of Tomei, but maybe it's also the taglachas of metzaira, which are the ones that come first, which those are his two haircuts. Usually does it 7 days apart, but here he can't do it, because maybe you're Nazir Tahar and you can't cut your hair during the 30 days. So he has to do the first two haircuts 30 days and then 30 days. Then he can start partaking of kachim. But and moreover, umagaleach dal taglachos. He cuts his hair four times. And that's why he can only partake of wine and be metamel lemesim after 120 days. Every 30 days, he's going to be cutting his hair. And that's because of the consideration of the first haircut of the Metzera, the second haircut of the Metzera, Nazir of Tamei, and Nazir of Tahar. That's going to be four haircuts every 30 days, 120 days. Now, on that, the question is, but yes, maybe you're a Metzair, maybe not. And therefore, how are you cutting your hair four times if you will only, let's say, a nazir tar, you only let it cut your hair one time? All those three subsequent haircuts are violations of cutting payas, cutting payas, cutting payas. How you let it go ahead and do that? Now, actually, the gears of that Taisus has is that, and the reason being is because what would be the significance of Marzutra teaching on the Sefer if it seemingly it's the same question as we have it on our Mishnah? Taisus gears is actually because of Hashchas Zaken, a different point that a Metzaira, and that you're going to be destroying the corners of the beard. Where, and the reason being is because that Sefer is different, where there's another variable, that of a Safek, a doubt of Taglachas Metzaira. Where there, that we said he's a Safek Muchlad, maybe he's a Metzaira, so he has to shave off his beard with a razor, then you're going to be violating, besides the Isra of Akafas Roish Misafek, also the Isra of Hashchas Zaken, of cutting off the beard. And that the question is, how can you do that if maybe you're not really a Metzaira? So on that Omar Shmuel be Ish of a cotton. So again, that was the same resolution of Shmuel, where it's not being taught necessarily on our Mishnah, but the Mishnah later on. But the same idea, you're right, if it was a male, you wouldn't be able to just do that out of Safik, because who said, yeah, you might be, but you might not be, and you're violating an Isser. So it must be talking about a woman and a minor who they don't have the Isser of cutting of payas and of cutting off the corners of the beards. Now, related to this halacha of a woman actually and a minor regarding this Isser of cutting off the payas, Amar Rav Huna, he says, Hamakif es hakotn harehu chayev. Although we just said that the minor himself doesn't have any iser because he's not 13, he's not bar mitzvah yet, but an adult that cuts off the corners of the head of the hair of the minor, cuts of his payas, he's going to be liable. And the reason being is because it says in the pasuk lisekifu paas, which paas means to say any corner, any head with a corner, you can't be makif. Can't circle it around, meaning to make it a full circle and not having something coming down by the corner of Pas Reishchem, and therefore that's considered a Pas. So Rav Huna says that although a minor doesn't have his own problem, an adult is forbidden to cut off the payas of a minor. Now that only Rav Adi Bar Rava Rav Huna. Rav Adi Bar Rava said to Rav Huna, but vididach, but your children, and the reason being is because their custom was that they wouldn't leave payas for their children. They actually cut off all the hair of their children. So asks Rav Adi Bar Rava, your children, mamagalechlan, who cuts off their hair, who shaves off their head? They would shave off all the kids' heads. Now, inclusive of that is the payas. So who would shave it off? You just said an adult can't shave off even a minor's head. So amalei chayva. So Rav Huna says, you're right. He says, Rav Huna's wife's name was chayva. He says that it's my wife that gives them the haircut and cuts off their payas. And the reason being is because Rav Huna holds that it's only a male adult that's forbidden to cut off the payas of a minor, but not a woman, as the Gemara will shortly explain the reasoning of Rav Huna. But to that, Rav Adi Bar Rava responded to Rav Huna. He says, Tikvarinun chayva lebenaha? What, does chayva want to bury her sons? In other words, that is she not afraid of the punishment for violating the isra of leisekiva pas reishim, of cutting off the payas of minors? Now, although Rav Adi Bar Rava did not mean to curse Rav Huna's wife, chayva, but as the pasuk says, it's like kishkoga hayitzim lefnei hashalat. It's like an error that comes out of the ruler when a big tzaddik says something that's saying that does she want to bury her children? The Gemara tells us kuli shnei de Rav Adi Bar Rava, all the years that Rav Adi Bar Rava was alive, leikayim leizar leRav Huna. Rav Huna did not have children that were survived, and that's because of the curse, so to speak, of Rav Adi Bar Rava, that does she want to bury her children? So the Gemara asks, Me'achdi, let's see. Tarvayu svira hakafas kalareshim hakafa. Obviously, both Rav Huna and Rav Adi Bar Rava hold that cutting off all the hair of the head, which they used to do to their children, not just the payas, is considered a violation of cutting off the payas. Rav Huna, for the fact that he said that he didn't shave off his kids' heads, only his wife Chayva did, but him, a male, would not be able to. Obviously, because Hakafas Reish Shema Hakafa. And so to Rav Adi, who he even took it a step further and says, what, does Chayva want to bury her children? That obviously that he held that not only is it forbidden for the father, but even he held the mother was forbidden. So everyone considers that the fact that they were shaving off all the head does not exempt you, and it's going to be a violation of Hakafas Reish. So the question is, so b'may kemith, okay, so then what is it that Rav Huna and Rav Adi Bar Rava were arguing about? And that is because we see that Rav Adi obviously held that a man who cuts off the hair of a minor is exempt, not like Rav Huna. We see that from the fact that he said, "V'didach man megalach lahu." He says, "What do you mean? How can you say that an adult is not allowed to cut off a minor's hair. So he says, what do you mean? Who cuts off your children's hair? Obviously, because he held that, no, even a man would be allowed to cut off a minor's hair. So the question is, what's the svar? What's the logic that they're disagreeing about? Why is it that Rav Huna holds that an ish cannot be megaleich as a katan? But Rav Abba held that, no, that a minor is allowed to have his pay is cut off, even by an adult man. So the Gemara explained to Rav Huna Sava, he held this, that it says a pasuk in Yikra, says l'sekifa pa'as reishchem, you're not allowed to circle around, meaning by cutting off the corners of the hair on your head. That's one iser. And it says l'sashche, says pa'as zekanech, it says also a different iser, that you're not allowed to destroy the corners of your beard, which is not just cutting it off, but also doing it by something that destroys, like something like a razor. So on that, says Rav Huna, what we see from the pasuk of the comparing these two halachas is kol sheyesh lehashchas, so any person that is included in the violation of cutting off the beard, yesh lehakaf, is included in the isra of cutting off the peis. But vahani nashi ha'yavales no ba'ashchasa, but these women that they're not included in the isra of destroying their beard because they don't have beards. So less ninam b'hakafa, so says Rav Huna, they are also moreover not included in the isra of cutting off the peis at all. Even that is to cut off the payas of a minor is permitted for them. Whereas the Rosh says, even if the woman would be a barber and cut off an adult's hair, she would also be exempt. There's no iser of hakafa on a woman. Now, Rav Adbar Avasava, but he held that although that you're right, obviously that women themselves, and he agrees to this hakish, that the women that just like they don't have an iser of cutting off their beard, they don't have an iser of cutting off their own payas. But he disagrees in regards to other people. And that is, he holds that cutting off other people's payas are forbidden for women too. And that's because he says, Echara makif ve'echara nikif b'mashma. When the pasuk says, lo sakifu, it doesn't say lo sukfu, that you're not allowed to have your payas cut off. It says, they shouldn't cut off. Which, who's the they that's included in every time you're cutting your hair? It's the one who's giving the haircut and the one who's getting the haircut. Where the iskish makev lenikiv, that we compare the one who's giving the haircut, the one that's getting the haircut, I mean the cutting off of the payas, and therefore kol hecha the nikiv mechayev, wherever the one who's getting the hair cut off makev nami mechayev, the one who's cutting off the hair is also liable, and therefore he disagrees and he says that the woman, if she would cut off a man's hair, would be liable. And that's because he disagrees on the way Rav Huna is making the hekesh of saying that, oh, she's exempt from Ashchasa, so she's exempt from Pei. He says, Rav Adbar Abba, I agree regarding herself, but regarding someone else that's liable in this halacha, which is an adult male, for example, if she would cut off his payas, just like he's liable, the makif, her who's giving the haircut, would also be liable. Now, but there's a second point over here, which is related to the case that they were discussing. The high cotton, but regards to a minor, says Rav Adbar Abba, since he's not what's called someone that's liable for punishment, he's not yet 13 to be liable in the isra of cutting off payas. So therefore, the one who's cutting off the ear, meaning even an adult male, would not be liable. And that's where he disagrees on the principle of Rav Huna, who is saying that a man that cuts off a minor's ear is going to be liable, and that he says that no, because it's the hekesh of the makiv to the nikiv. If the nikif, the one who's getting the hair cut off, is not liable, which is a minor, so the one who's cutting it off is also not going to be liable. So this is what Rav Adbar Abba was telling Rav Huna. When he said that the Scheva want to bury her son, the question is that what was Rav Adbar Abba saying to Rav Huna? What do you mean? Rav Adbar Abba himself says that any adult, not only a woman, but even a man, to cut a minor's hair would not be liable. So why is he telling Rav Huna that? What, does your wife want to bury her children? What do you mean? There's no iser in cutting off a minor's hair, according to Rav Adbar Abba. So and that explains the Rosh, that Rav Adbar Abba was saying, according to your opinion, Rav Huna, in other words, according to you, that you don't hold of what I say, that just like when the nikiv is pater, when the one who's getting the pay is cut off is going to be exempt, for example, by a minor, so too the makif is going to be exempt. I hold there's a complete comparison, the nikiv to the makiv. You obviously disagree, because you say, hamakiv es hakatan, an adult that cuts off a minor's payas is going to be liable. So based on your reasoning, says Rav Adbar Abba, then your wife, Cheva, should also be afraid of the punishment for cutting off her children's payas. And the reason being is because Rav Adbar Abba held that there's no difference between a man cutting off a katan's payas, meaning another person's payas, where or a woman cutting off another person's payas. Now, as we said before, Rav Huna does differentiate because of the he compares the hekif to hashchas, as the pasuk compares the cutting of the beard, those corners, to the cutting of the hairs on the head. Even for others that are getting their hair cut off, Rav Huna makes that comparison, and he says that the woman's going to be exempt from cutting the minor's hair, unlike a male adult. So therefore, we have two machlekes in that was here between Rav Huna and Rav Adbar Ava. We have that, is it permitted for a woman to cut someone else's payas, where according to Rav Huna, she is allowed to cut someone else's payas, as we said, because he learns when it compares payas of the head to the payas of the beard, not only is she exempt from cutting her own payas, but even cutting someone else's payas. That's why he let his wife cut off his children's hair, where although hakavas kolorei shma hakafa, but although he couldn't do it, because he held that cutting off a minor's payas is considered past reishkim, but his wife has no problem about even cutting off other people's payas, which Rav Adbar Ava disagreed. And he held that no, it's only that she's not liable for her own payas, but she is liable, just like the nikif, just like if you hold the nikif, Rav Huna, who Rav Huna held that, which is related to the other disagreement that they had, that is it forbidden for an adult to cut off a minor's payas? Rav Huna says that it is forbidden because that's considered pa'as, where although the minor himself is not liable, but an adult can't be cutting off any payas. So on that is what Rav Adbar Ava said to Rav Huna, according to your reasoning that you hold that the cotton is included as a nikif. In other words, it's someone that it's forbidden for an adult to cut off. So then there's no difference between the male and the female because of their first machlokes regarding is it forbidden for a woman to go ahead and cut off another person's payas. That's the machlokes between Rav Adbar Ava and Rav Huna regarding this isser, that how it applies and manifests in regards to a woman and a minor.